The answer is that I don't think he did, Matt said. He was still working it all out himself, talking through it as his mind followed the train of thought. What he did was he made a clay disc, and from that he took a mould. It's probably in his study somewhere, buried under a heap of junk. Anyway, wherever it is, he used that mould to make another disc. The disc we found on Valderholm. So what Harper has got isn't an ancient key to Atlantis that is going to unlock the final secrets of the ancients for him so he can complete his model or whatever it is. Matt was grinning now, proud of his reasoning, and also proud of his dad. Harper's got a fake, a made-up disc that Dad planted and led us to find. He'd already been to Valderholm, like we thought. He found the treasure, took the real disc, if there ever was one, and replaced it with a fake for Harper to find, to throw him off the scent, lay a false trail. We can't decipher these symbols, and neither can Harper, because they're just made up by Dad. It's gibberish. Which is fine, Aunt Jane said, until Harper realizes he's been tricked. Then he'll be after the real disc, Robin agreed. If there is one, Matt reminded them. Oh, there is one, Robin said. We can be sure of that. Matt looked at her closely, staring deep into her dark blue eyes. What haven't you told us? He asked. But before Robin could answer, the doorbell rang. Once again, they met in Venture's study. It reminded Matt of the first meeting with Harper, except that instead they were joined by the rather more rotund form of Mephistopheles Smith, and Robin's dad was absent. She'd taken his place behind the desk, Smith sitting where Harper had been on the other side of it. Matt could tell they were firm friends. Smith listened and nodded and did not interrupt as Robin told him what had happened. Matt waited for him to leap to his feet and declare it was impossible or stupid or the imaginings of a teenage girl, but he never did. It slowly dawned on him that Smith knew the truth about Robin and her father. He was an old friend of the family. Why wouldn't he? Everyone knew. Aunt Jane, Matt's dad, Mephistopheles Smith. Everyone except Matt. Robin thinks there is a real disc that Harper will want when he finds he's been duped, Matt said, as soon as Robin had finished. Smith nodded, though his expression was hard to read behind his dark glasses. Matt wondered if he ever took them off. It seems reasonable, the man said. After all, for whatever reason, Harper was expecting to find such a disc.